I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome back to the Papi English Podcast. This is the podcast that helps you learn English, and my name is Sam and I am your English teacher. And what can I tell you? It's been a very long couple of weeks for me. I've been doing a lot of work and I've got work on the mind, you can say. If you have something on the mind, it means you're thinking about it all of the time. So I've got work on the mind and I thought, well, what would be fun to do today is to teach all of you some expressions and idioms with the word work. And we're going to look at some different examples, speaking to some different personalities in this podcast. I'm actually going to give some people a call. Trust me, these people are not me. Okay, it's not me pretending to be other people, but I'm going to give these people a call and they're going to give an example using the expression with work. So let's begin with the first expression. So do you know the expression to work wonders? If something works wonders, it has a really positive effect or it fixes a problem. For example, my new exercise routine is working wonders. Look at my guns. All right, so if you say look at my guns, it means look at my muscles on my arms. So this exercise routine has been working wonders. It's been working really well, and now I look really strong. But now I'm going to give a friend of mine a call, actually, and this friend of mine has a problem. He's going bald. It means he's losing his hair. He's nearly actually completely bald, although he likes to deny it. So we're going to give him a little ring, and he's going to give his example with the expression to work wonders. Hi guys, how's it going? I've got something to tell you. I've been suffering from a little bit of a problem. I've gone bald, just a little bit bald. I've lost a little bit of hair. I don't know if you've noticed, but don't worry because I've got this cream that works wonders. It's very effective and it's going to solve this problem. You just take a little bit of cream, you rub it in your hair and it helps the hair grow back. Take a little bit of cream, put in your hair, and then boom. And just like that, I got all of my hair back. It really works wonders. The funny thing is, it also made me lose my beard a little bit. I don't know why, it's just a little side effect, but I must say, it does work wonders. Another useful expression I like to use a lot is it works like a charm. And this means that something is functioning perfectly. For example, I hope this next example works like a charm to help you remember this expression. We're going to listen to a conversation between me and my girlfriend. And my girlfriend has a favor to ask me. And I don't know why, but I always do what she asks. She asks me to do something and I can't help but say yes. What do you think? Have a listen to this little conversation.
Hi, darling. You know you're such a strong and brave and handsome man.
Well, yes, I am all of those things, stronger, brave and handsome.
Well, I need a strong man to help me move house this weekend. Would you help me?
No problem at all. I can help you anytime. If you need a strong man, I'll help you. You know that.
So flattery always... Flattery always works like a charm. If you give him a few compliments, he'll do exactly what you want him to do.
And the next expression is in the works. And this is when an item or a project is currently being produced or developed. For example, Apple have a new phone in the works. It should be coming out sometime next year. But here's another example. In this example, you're going to hear a friend of mine who actually sounds a lot like me, but it's not me, trust me. And my friend is talking to his son, and he's asking his son to do some things, and this son tells him that it's in the works, that it's in process, he's on the job, it's in the works. Okay, let's have a little listen to this conversation as well.
Samuel, have you finished your school project yet? You know your teacher's expecting you to do it for tomorrow.
No, I haven't done the school project yet, but it's in the works. I'm gonna do it later, finish it later.
And your bedroom, young man, you know you have to keep your bedroom clean as well.
My bedroom? No, I'm my mommy to clean my bedroom. It's in the works. She's cleaning it now. It's in process. She's working on it.
And I guess the dinner is in the works as well. And are you going to clean the dishes?
No, I'm not cleaning the dishes or making the dinner. It's your job. You should do it.
And the next expression is a piece of work. And a piece of work is a very difficult person to get along with, a person who isn't very nice. For example, have you ever had a colleague who was a piece of work? So now we're going to call a colleague of mine who has another colleague, it's not me, who is a piece of work. She doesn't like this colleague very much. So we're going to give her a call and get her opinion. Let's have a little listen. Oh my God, yes. So I had this colleague who was an absolute B-I-T-C-H. In other words, she was a piece of work. I really didn't like that woman. But when you say somebody is a piece of work, you don't just say, she's a piece of work, I don't really like her. You have to say it with a little bit of disgust. She's a piece of work, that woman. She was always gossiping behind my back, telling people she didn't like my lipstick, and yeah, she wasn't a very nice person. She's an absolute piece of work. And one more expression that you need to know is the dirty work. The dirty work is the work that nobody else wants to do. For example, I never do the dirty work. I leave my dirty work to this guy. So now we're going to listen to one of my employees, somebody who works for me. And this person does all of my dirty work. But I think he really likes doing the dirty work. He always seems happy. Anyway, we're going to give him a little call and see what he thinks. So, you know that Sam, aka Pappy English, well, I do all of his dirty work. You know, it's not like I have to commit crimes or anything like that, not that type of dirty work, but I have to do all of the cleaning, clean the toilets, do the shopping, all of the boring jobs like planning and editing, and he just sits around making videos, pretending to teach English. I mean, come on. It's me, I'm doing all of the dirty work, all of the work he doesn't want to do. So now it's time for questions and answers. This is the part of the podcast where you send me your questions and I do the best to give you a good answer. So let's listen to the first question.
Hey, how are you doing? About the expression piece of work, I was wondering if it is something rude or offensive to say, like the person would be upset or mad at me if they find out that I'm saying that about them. And thank you so much for your videos. It really helped me. Cheers.
Okay, so first of all, you're welcome. I'm really glad you like the videos on Instagram and YouTube. If you haven't checked them out, guys, go over to Instagram or YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, wherever, and check out the videos as well. And as I gave the example of a piece of work earlier, it is offensive. You don't want somebody to hear that you called them a piece of work. You're basically saying they're not a nice person and that they're a very difficult person to get along with. So be careful if you use it, and don't say it to somebody's face.
Well, good morning, Pap English. I'd like to ask you a question. How to use the word providing.
Okay, so this is a question from one of my previous podcasts about if. So we can use the word providing instead of if. It has the same meaning, but it's much more formal. For example, if it rains, I'll take an umbrella. Instead of using if, I can just use the word providing. So if it rains, I'll take an umbrella. No. Providing it rains, I'll take an umbrella. So we use it in exactly the same way as if, but it's much more formal. So especially when you're writing, for example, emails, or you're in a meeting and you want to sound more formal, you can use this word providing instead of if.
Good morning. We use the word erection for men, but do we use the word as the same meaning, the word arousal, just for women, or arousal also can be used for men and women together? Does the word arousal have same meaning with erection? Can we say this?
Okay, so a very good question. This again is from one of my previous podcasts where we talk about different sex terminologies and how to talk about sex, really. So the question is the word arousal the same as erection in English? Well, an erection is something only a man can have. It's when their penis becomes hard, okay, so they're ready for sex. But arousal is just when you feel excited about having sex. It doesn't necessarily mean you have any physical responses like an erection, but you can be excited. So men and women can be aroused, okay, they can feel arousal, but only men can have an erection. And on that bombshell of a final question, we've come to the end of the podcast. It was a good question, but an embarrassing question for me to answer. But I hope you all understand the question now. And if you would like to ask me a question, you can send me a voice message on my Instagram page at Pappy English. Send me a voice message in the private messages and I will answer your question in one of the future podcasts. Okay, and also try and use some of the expressions and idioms I've taught you in this podcast in your everyday spoken English, because these are everyday spoken English expressions that we use all of the time, so they're going to be really useful for you as well. So thank you for listening to the Pappy English podcast. Pappy English is practice and perfection in English. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you guys in the next podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.